Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So forget fear. You can inspire. You can guide your child. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life. Hello, welcome to Homeschool Unlocked.
Well, thank you, my love. I feel very welcomed.
All right, awesome. Well, do you know that yesterday was the last day of March Madness?
Time out. The last March Madness, the basketball.
Yes.
Now, listen, I'm not a big college fan, but we are in early April. So March Madness ends in April.
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent planning, NCAA or whoever is in charge.
Why didn't the school basketball player go away for summer vacation?
Because he had to practice.
It's because he didn't want to get called for traveling.
He didn't want to get... Hey, listen, stay away from fouls. Good job, sweet. That's pretty March Madness-y. That's pretty funny there.
We want to bring so much value to you right now because we are in the home stretch, right? We are coming out of maybe what you feel like is March Madness during your homeschool year.
That's right. And what's a beautiful blessing about homeschooling is the ability to adjust, the ability to pivot. And we want to empower you in this episode just to remind you, to give you a couple just reminders of how even this late in the game, this late in the year, with a couple weeks maybe left in the year, you can still make some adjustments.
Right. So if you're joining us for the first time, my name is Monica, and I'm able to share some ideas with you, and so is Jesus, because we've been homeschooling our 6 children for over 20 years. Our oldest is going to be 21 next month, and our youngest is 7. So we've definitely been able to learn and try different things throughout our homeschooling journey, and we want to empower you so that you can homeschool with confidence.
So, you know, just to even jump on top of that, I mean, I come to the table also with about 20 years of public school experience. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to be talking about adjustments and how to tweak either the pace or the frequency or the duration of whatever lesson we're talking about, you know, we're doing it here at home. And in the daytime when that sun is shining, I was also doing it in the field.
That's right. We want you to be successful. And so we've come up with a few things to share. I spend most of my homeschooling time with our youngest two. And I did. I was a little frustrated the other day. And I thought, why am I frustrated? I'm trying something. It's obviously not working. And I don't have to try the same thing tomorrow. So we have some ideas to share with you.
So, I mean, you think it's April, all you need to do is finish April, maybe finish mid-May, maybe late May. How is it possible that you can change anything? Well, it is because you homeschool. That's why it's possible. So let's start with a couple of tweaks we can to the day-to-day schooling, regardless of it being the month of April. Here's the first one. You know what we're going to do in this final stretch? We're going to change the location of homeschooling.
Yeah, you can absolutely. It's amazing how just approaching your homeschool day, your tasks can change when you set up in a different place. This could be a fast food restaurant, like Chick-fil-A is often a favorite. This could be at your local library. It just changes maybe how you're feeling, the mood. It helps you kind of focus, and it turns it into a special time. If you go with your child or your children, depending on their ages, I know it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do if they're younger, but you can go and say, hey, we're going to order something a little special. We're going to talk, and then we're going to spend the next hour, and we're just going to knock this paper out. You know, we're hammering it out. We're going to have fun. It helps your child get a little bit excited. This is a special thing. It's a different environment, and it just affects your whole mood.
So here's a second suggestion. You could also change the sequence in which you're delivering your information, right? So if you start your day with reading, or if you start your day with mathematics or science, or if you started with art, who's to say it's April? Why can't we change it for this last month? Listen, at this particular point, you know what comes easier to your child. You know what your child prefers. And maybe for this last month, month and a half, 2 months of school, you change the order just to, you know, kind of just hit those muscles, right? It's more like that cross training, right? Where you're just not going to run 10 miles. Maybe you sprint for like a minute and you jog for 10 minutes. You kind of just do that interval training. How about that?
Yeah, your schedule is a tool that you, the way you order it is supposed to serve you. And so change it. If it's not serving you correctly, then go ahead and change it. You might, for example, with our youngest two, I'm realizing, man, I am totally forgetting. They're boys that have all this energy in the morning, different than how I feel in the morning, or different than how I want to use my energy in the morning. But you know what? I need to take them to the park. I can literally just stay in your pajamas, let's go to the backyard, or sleep in just really comfortable cotton clothing, wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, let's get in the car, let's go to the park. So that's something that we might do a little bit later in the day, maybe around 9 or 10 in the morning, and we're going to bump it to the first thing, even before breakfast.
So my love, talk to us about changing pace, a number three option.
Changing pace, it just, so let's say you have a certain schedule in mind, and instead you can slow down in order to speed up. So maybe instead of trying to focus on 10 different things, you're going to go and focus on two and really just dig deeper with those two things. And the other things you might spend less time on, or maybe no time on, but by changing the pace, you're going to enjoy, which is really more important than just completing any particular homeschool task.
So we're going to pretend that when the sun rises, it doesn't mean it's the beginning of the day. And when the sun falls, it's not the end of the day. Now, I want you to follow me with this logic. Just because everybody ends their school year in May doesn't mean you have to, right? So this falls in line with Monica's conversation about pace, location, right? You can actually grab a subject and extend it into the summer, just one or two, right? Yeah. That's a thought.
But the thing is, you don't have to. Sometimes you think about, you hear that and you're like, oh my gosh, we already dread, let's say math. Why would we drag it into the summer? Well, here's what you can do. You can actually bulk up on math right now and spend time enjoying that with your child at a slower pace, going maybe a little bit deeper into some of the concepts. And then the things that they like to do, then push that into the summer because they like to do it anyways. Do they like to read? Do they like to work on maybe some kind of project or study geography, history? Then do that during the summer and spend more time on the things that they don't enjoy now. Kind of the concept of eat the frog, right? Just do the thing that you maybe have the hardest time working through now so that you can have free time in the summer doing the things that you enjoy anyway.
My queen, I like that. That's kind of like reversed a little bit, right? Yes. I mean, originally when we were coming up with the structure and the content for this particular episode, we thought of that whole concept of slow down and extend as you grab what's most difficult now and bump that into the summer. And the way you kind of articulate it is you can go both ways. You can actually hammer out the difficult stuff now, pause all the stuff that maybe easily comes to the child, right? And bump that into the summer. Make the summer a lot more enjoyable. I don't know about you, but I had difficulty reading. And if somebody told me, hey, we're going to pause reading and we're going to put it in the summer. Now it's hot and I can't read. That summer's not looking good. But if you say to me, like you said, hey, listen, we're going to hammer reading for the next 6 weeks and then you're done. I may get a little burst at the end of the day, the end of the year.
Absolutely. And so one of the last things that we wanted to share
was if you have multiple kids, maybe you just pause an entire kid, right?
Yep.
Right. In our particular case, we have kids that, you know, we got two high schoolers, we got one middle schooler right now, and we got one elementary. Maybe we say we pause the elementary. Right. We pause the elementary. He's just going to have fun. He's going to start summer. You know, he doesn't need to know it's summer, but he just starts for the next 6 weeks and we bump a child into the summer.
And then that way you have more quality time with them over the summer doing things. It doesn't have to be the whole summer. It can just be a couple of weeks. So we're going to wrap this up by talking about one more thing.
Here's the one more thing. Are you ready, my love?
Yep.
How about we don't bump anything? How about we simply assess mastery? We determine if the child's grasped the concepts on what the kid has done. If the chapter has 30 chapters, well, you've gotten through 25 of them. Can you determine if they kind of grasp the concepts?
Have they made annual, yearly progress?
Yeah. So listen, there's no need to extend it because the book has 30 chapters. You can decide, you know what? I think my kid grasps algebra. And we're not going to get to the last 2.5 chapters of the book. That's fine. So, you know, hey, assess mastery based on what was completed within the timeline.
And if you are trying to work on maybe stretching them or perseverance, well then Ty, make finishing chapter 26. Don't go all the way to 30, but go through 26 and make it extra enticing for them. Tie a reward, a special privilege, or whether it be a gift card or something like that, to that finishing that last chapter. Remember, the point of homeschooling, the way that we look at it, is that it's preparing them for life. It's about teaching them skills. And the skills is a skill is the ability to complete a task. So focus is a skill. And that, my friend, when you homeschool with that focus in mind, you're going to be able to do more and with greater joy. Share this episode with somebody who has been recently complaining to you about just being tired and wanting to finish the school year so that they can have a little extra burst of energy and new perspective. We love you guys. Have a wonderful week and see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, homeschool unlocked. It's not school, it's life.